Hello there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my weekly music features, and tonight I've been invited up to Royton again to the Shore 5 Studios to meet the guy that runs the place, Dave Flint. So, hiya Dave.
Hey Simon, right?
Yeah, fine thanks. Yeah, it's lovely to come up again. The studios here and the rehearsal rooms, etc., it's really busy. We all know, I've written numerous times about how busy and exciting the Oldham music scene is at the moment, and you've got quite a number of those bands actually practicing here at the moment. But Dave, could you tell the listeners, or give the listeners an idea of how Shore 5 Studios in Royton came about?
It started in March 2012. I kind of made redundant and didn't know what to do. Been into my music, joined a band when I was 40 myself, and we used to go to Bolton and Bury to rehearse. When I was made redundant, I just thought, what do I do? Went to the job centre, didn't seem to be much about, and I thought, I want to do something for me, something that actually does something for other people as well, as because I'm customer service kind of based myself. So I thought, well, I'll have a look round and see what there is.
I mean, was music a definite, like, you were just looking for a premises
kind of
type thing?
I looked for something and I thought, I can do something with music because that's what I'm into. The places I used to go to were always damp and dirty and smelly and not very bright and no atmosphere. And I thought, well, if I can do something in Oldham that changes the way people feel, gives the kids an opportunity to go somewhere where it's clean, tidy, and actually do something and get out there and play, I can create like a proper business out of it and make them enjoy what they're doing and have proper rehearsals, you know, rather than going and thinking they're getting mould on the shirt as they're playing and stuff. It's awful, but...
Yeah. So who were the first band to come in and rehearse here?
Oh, God.
Can you remember?
Yeah, Kingpin.
Kingpin. Right, okay.
Unfortunately, they've all gone different ways now in different bands, but they were together for about... It can't have been 10 years. It might have been 10 years. I'm not really sure, but they were together a long time. Mm. Brilliant band, if you ever saw them live.
Yeah.
A lot of people still talk about them. The guy still got on. They just went to different bands after, because Paul, the singer, went his separate ways.
Yeah.
And then the guys went to different bands as well as. So we still get a couple of them coming in different bands now.
Yeah,
it's quite good.
Brilliant. So obviously the business has built up fantastically well over the last couple of years. I mean, you've given me a list here. There must be 20-odd bands on here.
Yeah.
How did you kind of build up the business? Was it purely word of mouth? Or?
Yeah, Kingpin would then being the first ones. They seem to... there's a place called Northwest Bands, and Kingpin used to go on there, and they used to say what a nice premises it was and everything. I mean, it's changed a lot since we started. Facebook was one of the places I used to advertise on. The Oldham Chronicle come down and did a little piece on me at the beginning,
yeah,
and took a few pictures. And it kind of grew from there, really. We got a few bands interested, and then the word kind of started spreading. Mm. It took us about a year before we actually got a lot, you know, like getting that regular business in.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, when Kingpin were the first band, they were the only band in the month.
Right.
So we had nothing else that month. So it's like one band in, and you start to think, is it going to work?
Yeah.
Is it going to work? But my wife stuck with me, and she believed in what I was doing. And my mum has as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
She's been 100% behind me.
Yeah.
It used to be like that for about 6-7 months, where there was one band or two bands in that month, and then three bands in. And then all of a sudden, when we were thought about, you know, it's not going to work this, let's close the door, because nobody's doing the music side anymore, really. We got like three bands booking, as well as the other three. We're turning bands away because... we haven't got room for them now, so it's
I was just going to say, that was kind of my next question. I mean, you must be as busy as ever at the moment, because as the scene in Oldham at the moment, it's buzzing
at
the moment.
It's brilliant at the moment.
There's that many bands out there, isn't there?
Talented. Gives me goosebumps when I think about it, to be honest.
It must give you a lot of satisfaction just to be a small part of it.
It is. It's weird, because we put gigs on here and we get the bands in, and... the bands that rehearse, they don't have to be bands that rehearse here, but you get the bands on there and you see what they've created themselves, because it's all them. Mm. We just provided a service to help them do it. I've gone out of there after a gig and I've had tears in my eyes thinking, that was absolutely brilliant. Mm. Yeah, absolutely, you know, and they've created that and it's wonderful to see.
But how many we've got sort of rooms have you
four
got?
Four rehearsal rooms.
Right.
We did have five, but what we did was we made that into an office now, because it was right next door to another one, it wasn't really working, and it's too... I don't want to make it uncomfortable for the lads, so it's got to be right the way it's set out. So it's right now. Mm. We've got four rooms, and then we've got the live venue side that holds about 90 people.
Yeah, because so you had a show on last week, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah.
Indigo Empire were on, and yeah, OK Broughton,
yeah.
Lyceum.
The Velocettas,
yeah,
another good band from Saddleworth, yeah. Really good. We had the Zombie Wolf on, OK Broken, Gianluca, who's an acoustic guitarist, really soft voice, but brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And again, give goosebumps when you listen to him sing.
So how often do you put shows on then? Is it?
At the moment, we're doing like one a month, only because I don't want to be like a pub kind of venue side. We want to do it for people who enjoy the music and just want to come and watch a show rather than just go for a drink and a beer and or whatever. We want to kind of make it so the bands are putting on their show and not just a band every week, because it wouldn't work for us. We're not that kind of place. We're totally different from a pub and a venue. Mm. We're kind of unique in a way, I think.
Yeah, obviously you sounds as though you've got enough on your plate at the moment without putting shows on every week. But and also you tell me that you like to play a bit with a band of your own called Liability.
Yeah, I think they named it after me, to be honest.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, just tell us a little bit about Liability, Dave.
Well, when I was 40, I was going to join a band to do a show for me 40th birthday, and I joined the band and it didn't work out the actual birthday part. We didn't actually do it, and I sat back and I thought, I want to do something, because I used to sing when I was at school and not done it since, but I enjoy singing.
Yeah.
And I saw an advert for a band for a singer, and I thought, I'll try out. So I tried out for them. We got on great and everything was good, and we rehearsed, and we were together for about 3 years. And then our guitarist left to go to Australia, and then we haven't done anything since, until last year when he come back. We've got back together and started rehearsing again, and hopefully we'll do a couple of gigs, because we used to be every week, like a lot of bands, but we all have lives as well, and obviously families, and then it'll end up in divorces if we go out every week. So we kind of want to do one every couple of months or something, and just go out and entertain, and hopefully people can watch us and enjoy it.
What does the future hold for Shore 5 Studios then, Dave?
I keep the rooms up to date all the time. If anything goes wrong, I fix it. If anything's not working, we fix it. That's my main priority, keep that on top of that, make sure that works and every room works. I want to try and develop the actual venue side and make it more than once a month, maybe two a month or something, but just expand it and come up with different ideas to... can do things during the day for people, see if there's groups we can create, because we tried a drum session group for different people. It's hard getting the word out for people to understand what we want to do. People who are unemployed or elderly people who like the music and like to have a bit of a go at something, but they don't know where to go, or they're sat at home and they don't get out and do things. And I'm trying to think of things that we can create to give them something.
Do you have much assistance?
It's just me. I do have the help of a guitar tutor, a pianist, a piano tutor, a drum tutor. They're based at Shore 5, so they do lessons from here. So if we do anything, we can create something from that.
Yeah.
My wife Lisa helps me out now and again, and my stepdaughter Shannon, she helps out as well. So
fantastic! Well, yeah. It's all good news, and we'll just kind of, it's coming towards the end of our little chat now, Dave. But when's the next show planned for?
We've got one on the 27th of June, which is the pianist. She's called Rachel Gray. She's doing a showcase to get back out there, if you like.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. She can sing, she can play the piano, and she's doing a one-lady show. and it's going to be a good night. It's going to be
fantastic.
Yeah, we've sold quite a few tickets already. There's a few spare, but it's going to be a good night.
Brilliant. Okay, then we'll leave it there then. So I'll just say to the listeners to check out Shure 5 Studios on Twitter and Facebook. Now it's Shure, Shure, number 5 Studio. So thanks very much, Dave, and I'll hopefully see you again.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, cheers.